And lastly, the fourth movement is coming up.
On the right-hand side are some, well, I don't know what you call them, they're units. They sat back under the bridge. The bridge was like built over the top of them. And we used to use those, one of those, as an air raid shelter. I mean, I can't remember, but I wasn't very old. But my brother said, they were all down there one day, and they all come back up the hill, and Mum had left a baby's bottle behind. So Brother Fred ran down to get it. He said, as I was down there getting it, a German plane came over and dropped some incendiary bombs. And if you notice on the end of Dinham Road, there's about four houses missing, and that's where the incendiary bomb dropped. He said he was lucky as hell because he was coming back up the hill. The blast blew the chimney off of the house this side of Dinham Road. He said all the brickwork went right over. He said if I'd have been a second later, the brickwork would have gone down over and caught him.
I've been wanting you for so long, it's a shame. Oh, baby. Every time I hear your name, oh, the pain, boy, how it hurts me inside. 'Cause every time we meet, we play hide and seek. I'm wondering what I should do. Should I cuddle up to you and say, how do you do? Would you turn me away? You're as much to blame, 'cause I know you feel the same. I can see it in your eyes, but I've got no time to live inside, for I've got no time to play your silly game.
Are you in Exeter now? Because you are somebody in this city.
If I'm in what person, I mean, Exeter. If for me, I still a really humble person. not as a special, but sometimes I was thinking that before I already say, I always think that I'm nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel that, no, I'm not.
Yeah, you are somebody.
Yeah, I'm a somebody. And then that, I always, same thing that so many people say that, I never see you upset. I say, you don't know. Sometimes you saw me that happy face at all time or anything. I say, no, sorry. Inside my heart, it's a really, really deep area. You don't know. So that maybe because I just talking before, after my partner, he passed away, I have an antidepressant medication. And children now, I still take it. Because I always can remember him, and it made me so upset and then cry a lot. And teaching now is still the same. So why is that sometimes if I'm really close friend, I say that my feeling, myself, the feeling, anytime I left at home, I would put a mask on my face. And then that everyone saw only outside, it's not inside.
Yonder, yonder, yonder. next train to arrive at platform 2 will be the 1439 Southwest Trains service to Exeter St David's. Calling at Exeter St David's only.
I guess one thing that maybe you see at St David's a little more than you might in another place that's kind of, this is me talking about what I've seen, but what's kind of contributed to kind of my thoughts and stuff is you'll see a lot of people running down St David's Hill to catch the train. And you see in real time the kind of frenetic pace of life kind of visualized very clearly by these kind of people with two suitcases or a iPad just absolutely stampeding it down to the hill. And when you're kind of leisurely strolling down or to or from the station or wherever you're going, and you're having all these people sort of speeding around you, it can be quite a reminder of, I guess, just kind of the different lives people lead and the kind of pace of the lives that people are leading. So kind of, I guess, yeah, being near a very time-sensitive place like a train station, it reminds you of the kind of different strains and stresses that time puts on people's lives in a way that perhaps you wouldn't get in a part of the city that's further away from those kind of time-sensitive places.
Family took me in to their restaurant and they'd give me an actual education in the real world, taught me things that school don't teach you, and obviously I love to cook because I've got learning difficulties and things, so I'm very eyes on, hands on learner. I think it's called kinetic, if I remember my superintendent saying, kinetic thinking or something, kinetic learning. But basically I'll come here and YMCA on Tuesdays, normally, apart from the COVID time, we have like a residential cook group. Residents get together, take it in turns to plan like a theme for a meal from one week to the next. We all get together with staff in the evening, whoever's on in the evening, if they wish to come in and brave the kitchen, have meals with us. And it's just it's sort of like another interaction, you know. A lot of people that never have family, like, you know, and things like that, don't experience anything like that. It's good for them to experience something new like that, you know. I don't have any family, so I'm on my own. And things like that, they are a nice touch to you where you can feel more welcoming. And it's an activity, isn't it, you know, between each other as residents as well, to engage and expand upon your basis of who you know and confidence. That's the main thing. The biggest, I think, we've had in the group is about 17 or something. Plus, you've got the residents that come for takeaway, so to be able to cook for, say, maybe 20 people, it's a good skill that they feature to learn to educate people on as well, because it's an essential bit of life, isn't it? I like a good bit of monkfish with tapenade, roasted red peppers. Yeah, definitely a bit of monkfish. Wrapped in parma ham and prosciutto. Maybe, I personally like rice, low carb. Sort of thing, you know. Depends on how I feel. Might make some spicy rice. Might make some lemon rice, maybe. That's why I like to be a chef. Whatever I fancy, I can do.
Carla. I just happened to have my book of poems, or one of them, with me, because I thought you might ask that question. Yeah, it's called I Write. I write. I write, but what do I really say? Do I mean what I convey? Do I speak my heart and mind? Are my words cruel or unkind? Can you feel the pain I feel? Is my pain even real? Or is it something I have known into something which I've grown? Or am I feeling things that you feel? Maybe something you have dreamed. Can I tell anymore? Am I opening or closing doors? Am I wandering in this pain, mine or yours, by right? But what do I really say? And the joy of which I speak, is it bitter? Is it sweet? This is love that can almost last. Is it love I've lost, or love I've let go to waste? Can the happiness I extrude lift you from your solitude? Can it mend your broken heart, dry your tears, make you laugh? What do I really say with these words that I convey? What do my words really do? Do they even get through to you? Do they shine a light in the dark? Can they pierce a cynic's heart? Weave a dream, give you a place to start on your journey from gold to blue. Can my words do this for you? I hope my poems set you free, as they seem to have done for me. And if in one moment, in one tick of time, I can make you smile, feel or shine with each and every word I rhyme, then I know my work is done, as then my words are not just for me, but words that ring out for everyone.
And then the very last one is, thanks for listening.
And now the very last one is, thanks for listening.
You don't need to say that bit. Just say, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
This was the St. Davis Symphony of Sounds. Well, we are finished now. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to keep your ears open.